The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Okay. See, he keeps teasing me with this guy, Mike.
I know. Okay. We know Mike's hot and you want to meet him someday. Fine with me. Knock yourself out. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin Ellis, and we are hosting today's version of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. This happens to be the second hour, in case you just tuned in. It's a beautiful morning out there in the neighborhood. Sun's coming up, and it's looking like a good day today. So on the line, we have our friend Mark, who is Big Al Ledford's son, and there's a fishing tournament by the same name, Big Al Ledford's Gone Fishing Rockfish Tournament, coming up next Sunday. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You know Robin.
I always,
absolutely.
I try to explain to everybody how Big Alan are on the air and why we're doing this, I keep saying it's my ex's ex's father. And that just shows you how great a guy he is, because we got along so well in such a weird, convoluted thing. And actually, and Barbara and I get along super now, too. So it's just, it's a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, that was Big Al in a nutshell. Fun.
There you go.
It was. He came to our wedding, and even after I got divorced again, we stayed friends. You know, I could always count on him for a dance or sit down and a good talk and a drink at the, you know, when I would run into him in Oxford or anything. It was always the same. Big hug. Just a super guy.
And this tournament in his honor goes to benefit the fire company that he served for so many years, which is the Oxford Volunteer Fire Department. Now, Mark, I get it that you're involved with the fire department as well. When we spoke yesterday, you had just gotten an emergency call around, I don't know, 4 o'clock, 4:30, somewhere in there. And maybe it's a little later than that, but you called me about 3.5 hours or so later and said, that emergency went all day. And that's what people don't understand. But when you're a volunteer, you can't go, okay, well, my time's up today, so I'm going to leave you boys handle the rest of this fire or this emergency or whatever. It's not how it works, is it?
No, it's not. You know, 15 minutes, you're getting ready to go home for the day and, you know, look forward to the family in the backyard. But, you know, it's service. It's what you do.
Exactly.
That was Dad's passion, just service.
Yep.
Service and loving people.
Nothing wrong with that combination right there. So he was an avid fisherman. Did he ever catch, like, a really big trophy rockfish or anything like that, or did he just like being out there and doing it and whatever bit?
He's absolutely caught some big ones.
Sure.
And, my, you know, here's Big Al. Here's my father. He'd be in the boat, if he reeled in the biggest fish, if he pulled it in, when it came picture time, he'd hand it off. Whoever hadn't gotten a picture with the biggest fish yet, you know, the youngest person on the boat, whomever been out for the first time, take the big fish, get your picture. You know, he's not a man to take credit, and that's what this is all about. You know, coming up on Sunday, May 23rd, and down at Doc Sunset Grill in Oxford.
Yep.
It's going to be $250 per boat. All the money we raise is going to go to Oxford Volunteer Fire Department, 501c3.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Bird Dog and the Road King's going to be playing.
Now, that's the weigh-in, though. That's 2 o'clock, right?
That's correct.
Lines go in at 7, the way I understand it. And people can register from anywhere and fish anywhere in the bay where it's legal to catch a rockfish, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
And I always tell people, because just go to the DNR website, check your most updated boundaries.
Right.
Just to make sure, you know,
sure,
you're within the law. Yep.
And so if you're on the Western Shore, you can register and fish your favorite fishing spot over there. Just show up at 2 o'clock at Doc's Grill. And as long as you're registered, you paid your entry fee, you're in it, right?
You're in it. You're
yeah.
In it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. that's how these things work. And once you get to the, I'm guessing that Doc's has a lot of slips that are available there when the guys come in.
Yes, there'll be slips available without a doubt. And again, yes, Doc's weigh in 2 o'clock. I've had some questions about the registration, picking up registration forms, because we do have them around, you know, St. Michael's, Oxford, Easton, various locations. Of course, at Doc's Sunset Grill.
Yeah.
But they disappear fast. The easiest way to get registered, two ways, go to BigAlsGoneFishing.com, and that's fishing without a G, BigAlsFishing.com. You can download it there. And as a matter of fact, you can even click on the outdoorsman there and go right to your webpage.
Thank you so much.
There you go. There you go. Go to that website. That's the easiest way.
BigAlsGoneFishing.com.
You got it. There's my contact number on there as well.
Okay. Do you want to give your contact number out here for anybody that's listening that might want to register?
Absolutely. It's 443-239-3565. Again, 443-239-3565. Shoot me a text. I'll give you a call back.
Wow. I like that. Yep. And that's how Mark and I communicate for the most part, is by text, sometimes on email. You've got a good a bunch of folks there working with you, your wife and some others that are just kind of, you know, riding herd on the website, checking out the registration forms and things like that. So you do communicate pretty well with folks when they enter. And, you know, we're looking forward to being down there next Sunday, 2 o'clock or maybe a little before.
I know. You're getting me out. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm getting you out.
That's what it's all about. Get on down there. And here's the thing. People often say, you know, fishing tournaments are weather dependent. Now, not this. We've got a great host down there. Bo's got a great outfit down there at Docks.
Yeah.
We've got guaranteed prize money. Doesn't matter how many boats register. Guaranteed prize money. And big prize money. We got great donors. Great donors. Roto Rooter of, excuse me. My apologies.
Little smoke inhalation last night, huh?
I tell you, it must have been something.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yep. We've got Shane and Ed Johnson and the Johnson family, Roto Rooter.
They're awesome. That's great.
Absolutely. Nice donors. We've got Susan, Tommy Campbell, Campbell's Boatyard, Oxford, Maryland.
That's who Kevin Parks is working for now.
Oh, really?
Campbell's Boatyard. Yes. Sorry, Mark.
No kidding.
You're fine. Excuse me.
Family friend working for them. So.
Oh, awesome.
Keep
great,
going.
Great people. They're just to name a few. The list goes on and on. Those are our anchor sponsors right now. I wanted to mention them. And we have a ton of things. We got door prizes, silent auctions, raffles, 50-50s, Bird Dog and the Road Kings. I mean, it's just going to be nonstop. Something's going to be happening every hour.
I love it.
I'm really excited. Very excited to be there.
Good.
And I love winning stuff. So.
Having done a number of these fundraisers, I know that whoever's going to be in charge of all that stuff has got their hands full, because we used to do one, and people like Fran and Chuck in our audience and others would come to our events, and we'd start at noon and go till 5.
I miss as much as I complained about doing it when it got crazy at the end.
Yeah.
I miss I miss that camaraderie and doing it with people like
indeed,
that.
Indeed, indeed.
I used to really love doing fundraisers.
Somebody figured it out that we gave something away every 4 minutes over 5 hours.
It's amazing the generosity within this large community that we live in.
Yep.
But you know what that shows, Mark? That shows how much he was super and people cared about him. That shows people's love for him, what they're doing.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. One comment I made about my father, we would go, didn't matter where you went, you could go to an Orioles game, and your food's going to get cold before you got to your seat. Someone say, "Hey, Big Al." And I'm like, "Really? All the way up here in Balmer? Seriously?"
And he would sit there. Yep.
He's gonna take the time. He's going to talk to you for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I wish I'd have met him.
He was, you and he would have gotten along great.
I'm sure. Yep.
I tell you what, by the end of the day down in Oxford at Docks, you'll know him very well through all the stories.
I'm sure. I am sure. Yes, indeed. Well, I know Robin. I know Robin thought the world of him and got us involved in this promotion on your dad's tournament, and we're pleased and proud to be able to do so.
Yeah, I don't ask for many things from him, but every once in a while I'll find something that really means a lot, and I ask to go do something special for it. So yep. This was one of my.
This is Robin's project, and I'm glad to get acquainted with you folks and get to know you, and we'll get to meet you face to face here in a week or so, and I can't wait to enjoy my day at the.
And we have one listener that we definitely know is coming already, who's signing up, and he's trying to get other people from his fishing group to come.
Right.
And so we know we've gotten you at least one boat.
That's yep. awesome. That's awesome. Well,
he signed up first thing, as soon as I talked about it.
Yep.
So. Well, I know, Robin, Dad thought the world of you. And, Alan, I'm sure you guys would have chatted up about fishing all day, and I wouldn't have gotten
away. Oh, man, we'd have tried to outdo each other with stories, I'll tell you.
Oh, good luck with that one.
Yeah, you won't beat Al.
I said try.
You will not beat Al.
That would have been a great conversation.
I would love to have that one, so that's for sure. So, anyway, well, cool. Well, Mark, let's give the website one more time and your contact information, and we'll take our break, and you can be about your morning and go back to sleep or whatever you want to do. Appreciate you being with us this morning.
Off to some more fire training for me all day, but
okay.
But the website one more time, BigAlsGoneFishing.com.
Right.
Registration forms there. My contact, Mark Ledford at 443-239-3565. And mark the day, Sunday, May 23rd. Lines in, 7 a.m. Weigh in, 2 p.m. Dock Sunset Grill in Oxford. Big time day with Bird Dog and the Rogue Kings. Lots of fun to be had. Good cause, good fun, good people. Join in.
Mark, can you hold on to the break for just a minute so I can talk to you after we get off for a second, okay?
Without a doubt. That's why I called.
Hold on just a second.
Thank you so much.
You guys,
Alan's going to do the commercials. I'll talk to you in just a minute.
Yes, I guess I will. No problem at all. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, we're all about summer. We're all about the tables and the chairs.
I want to get some of those Adirondack chairs for Outback.
I know you do. Adirondack chairs, just crazy numbers of Adirondack chairs. I think they keep like 300 of them in stock.
And all these, it's like a rainbow of colors. It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, no question. But Hearth America, the other side of the business, the fire side of the business, knows fire. And the question is, are you looking for a new backyard grill for your deck or for the backyard? Well, pellet grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe Smokers and Grills are here at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about for the summertime or for those, just those romantic evenings or whatever, how about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces. Now, these are really cool. They make your decor in your living room, your dining room, wherever. You put a gas wall fireplace that adds a special look to any room. And then outside, your gas fire tables on your grill for making s'mores or marshmallows or hot dogs. make it a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You see them all at Hearth America at Backyard Village, and now is a perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather that's coming soon. Well, in a few months. Visit BackyardVillage.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. How do you like that? They're the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is your full-line Browning dealer. We're talking about Browning firearms like the BAR. The BAR has been upgraded. They now have a Hell's Canyon version of the BAR. It comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finish, arid urban camo, which is incorporated into the stock, and it's got a shim adjustable stock, an inflex recoil pad. And all of the Hell's Canyon speed guns and gear are built to be durable and lightweight. There's a large selection of calibers in the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. Large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers, in an auto-loader firearm. And then, of course, there's the X-Bolt, Hell's Canyon X-Bolt. Speed, long range, and McMillan models. Three different models for different shooting conditions. Also, the Arid Urban Camouflage, the DuraTouch finish. And it's available in select calibers like 6.5 Creedmoor and others that you can take on any hunt anywhere in the country for any game. So that's all at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week, and you'll be glad you did. How about that? So, one more time. Let's talk about our friends at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. New shop. Recent grand opening. They've been open, soft opening for a couple months. But I'll tell you what, if it's anything for crabbing, they've got it. They've got Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is in Edgewater. Invite you to their new location, 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advanced Auto Parts. That phone number, 410-956-0300, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a hunting department complete with Hoyt, Matthews bows, arrows and accessories, and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention watermen, bring your licenses for your discount. Website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
High pressure will continue to build in as we go through our Saturday. That high will then slide offshore later today, bringing in a southerly flow, and our temperatures today a little above average. Now we will see mostly sunny skies, mid to upper 70s tonight. Clouds build in late, overnight low 52. Tomorrow we're looking at more clouds, maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm. We'll get up to 72 degrees. Slight chance for showers Monday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. Of course, the misnomer for that is that most people that fish for bass put them back anyway. You know, catch and release. And that's, they kind of popularized catch and release with the fly fishing for trout, and then the bass fishing tournaments where you catch them and release them, and the catch and release has come a long way. And I think a lot of if more people would practice catch and release, we'd have a better fishing world, I guess, universe. That's what I'm trying to say. Now there are some of those species that should be taken and eaten. You know, and just enjoy them. And nothing like a nice fresh white perch. Walleye, another great eating fish. People say that snakeheads are delicious. I haven't had one yet. Catfish are very good.
I'm dying
to
try snakeheads.
You wouldn't try the blue catfish. That surprised
me. I don't like catfish.
And
that catfish looked dirty.
Catfish was fine. It tasted wonderful.
I'm sorry I came back late. I was just saying thank you to Mark. This is a really big deal to me. And
I know.
I just wanted to say thank you to him and thank him for being with us. I kind of got cut off right there at the end, and it was my fault. So hopefully anybody wants to come out, I will see you all next weekend because I'm going to be there. So not that Alan's going to be there, but I'm back. I'm done. Sorry. Go ahead.
Any comments on what I was saying about?
I did.
No.
Oh.
You didn't, but that's okay.
Well, I missed the first part of it.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Save me and get in the Fish and Lure giveaway. What?
We're going to call this a Save Alan show because Robin keeps... Why? I'm just in a good mood this morning.
I know you are. I'm glad to see it. So that's nice.
I'm excited.
I know. You like to, you want to go and have fun next week. But tomorrow, I'm going to have fun. I'll be out in the public tomorrow at Schrader's Outdoors. We're having a measuring event for those of you who might have taken a nice white-tailed deer or Sika deer, Sika stag, or even a Maryland black bear. We are measuring for the next record book. And it's at Schrader's Outdoors in Henderson right there at the clubhouse. And, you know, Maryland's finest is the record book. It's whitetail bucks, black bears, and sika stags. It's called The Records and the Legacy. It's the first edition, came out in 2020 in the August of 15. And it's 30-some years of records. It's got stories and photos and 3,000 names and 200 photos in there. All the records that bucks, bears, stags measured. All the previous records before we started in 2017. It's got all the Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young records. You can order it online at bucks-bears-stags.com. And once you go there, like the page, of course, and you'll be able to watch, you'll be able to see the deer that we've measured at this event. And we've got a number of folks coming to get their animals measured. We're measuring for the next record book, which will be, you know, Maryland's Finest second edition coming out in 2023. So if you'd like to get in the record book, we'd love to have you there. If you'd like to purchase this record book, Schrader's is a dealer. They have some of them sitting on the counter, and we'll have plenty there tomorrow. If you'd like to just stop by and grab a record book, you're welcome to do so. And what is on display at Schrader's is Maryland's largest white-tailed deer ever taken. It's a reproduction of the Bill Crutchfield buck. Bill Crutchfield, I interviewed him. His story is in our magazine, or I mean on our record book. There's a story I wrote when he took that deer some, I don't know, 15 years ago, something like that. I think it was 2007, I'm trying to remember. And I'm not looking at it. But anyway, Crutchfield's deer measured 268 inches of antler, a big giant non-typical taken with firearms. It's the biggest non-typical buck ever taken on the East Coast. So if you're into big deer, you can stop by and see that the replica of the Crutchfield buck and take your picture with it, get your deer measured, and get in the next record book. So there you go. So, yeah, no kidding, Tim. You're right. Yep, no question. So I just got a text from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So, yeah, and I agree with him. I'm not gonna share his thing this week. So, you know, we'll sneak it in next sometime. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to win a package of fishing lures from Tackle Box Tim. And I'm talking about, a handful of lures to take fishing. No charge. All you got to do is call us, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And leave your number with Chris. Go in the air with me, and we will have a nice chat. Or you can just say hello and hang up. That's all. Easy peasy.
I think that would be great to do part of the program on. That would be really cool.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That sounds wonderful.
We'll do that. So, yesterday, I was thinking of one of our sponsors yesterday, Legacy Waters.
Yes.
I stopped at a shop, a customer, and he's on a little patch of land, and he's got a pond behind the shop. And I looked at the pond, and I said, boy, that's not a very good-looking pond.
Okay.
I did. I mean, it had duckweed all over the top of it. You could look down, and you couldn't see any fish other than the...
Is that duckweed, the little round thingies?
Yep, little tiny ones.
Round leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, now he'd planted some beautiful water lilies around the outside, that he'd transplanted from his mother's place. So they're beautiful, nice little pond, but duckweed all over the top, and then leaves, and you could see the leaf, the leaves.
So you couldn't see any fish
You couldn't see any fish except a few minnows that would come up to the top and that type of thing, and he said, this used to be a great pond. We'd take kids down there, and he said, we'd catch 5, 6, 7, 8 pound bass out of that little quarter acre pond, And I said, well, what's going on with it lately? We need some work on it and this type of thing. And my overflow's clogged up and blah. I said, well, I got a sponsor. And I was thinking of him, you know. So that's going to be one I need to call.
You know, it's I never knew the amount of things that you needed to do to maintain a pond. Because I thought you just had a pond out there and it stayed a pond. And you didn't worry about it, and
right,
you know that. And I didn't know you had overflows on ponds, and it's not in my wheelhouse. But I am learning a lot.
Yep, and I'm learning a lot as well. So,
and that duckweed's kind of cute until it overtakes everything.
Exactly, but the thing was, you know, you could only see like a foot and a half down into the water, and the water was clear.
But duckweed take the nutrients away too?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure what duckweed does. It just covers the surface and makes it a mess.
So it would take some of the oxygen out or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm not.
No.
I'm
plants produce oxygen.
Produce oxygen. That was really. That was.
Robin.
I know. Shut up.
I didn't say that. I said. I did not say that.
I said it. You didn't say it.
Oh, my goodness.
You were thinking it, but you didn't
say
it.
No, I did not think it. Yep.
I just start trying to work things out in my head so I figure out how they work. But when I start thinking about what I learned in biology and plants and...
Now, you might be thinking of algae. And what algae does is in the Chesapeake Bay, when it's algae blooms when there are nutrients in the water.
Right.
Okay. And a lot of... The problem with the bay is there's too many nutrients. Okay.
That sounds...
It sounds stupid, but there are too many nutrients. So nitrogen being one and phosphorus is the other one. And it causes a algae bloom. The algae then attaches to the undersea grasses, okay, and won't allow the sunlight to penetrate the green leaves, which results in photosynthesis. So the photosynthesis is the intake of the carbon dioxide and the outflow
right.
of the oxygen. So the more bay grasses you have, the more oxygenated the water is. Okay? But when the algae blooms and blocks that photosynthesis process from taking place, in other words, blocks the sun from penetrating the leaves and creating photosynthesis, then you got an issue.
Right,
and
that's
what creates the dead zones in the bay.
When you say it's got too many nutrients, right?
Too many, yeah.
I know, that just sounds...
Counterintuitive,
right.
Right. Let's talk to Joe in Baltimore. Maybe he's counterintuitive and can add something to the show. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Good morning. And how are you both?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Perfect.
I'm good, but I had to join a program, the Fishermen's Anonymous.
Uh-huh.
But, you know... all these other programs are 12-step programs. We just got a 6-step program. Got to tie your hook. You got to bait it. You got to catch them, cook them, clean them, and eat them.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
But the other thing is that a lot of the times, you know, your dead spots, your low oxygen is in the summertime. Part of it's heat.
Yeah.
Because water contains less oxygen when it's heated. And the other thing is that sometimes the dying off of the algae bloom will also
That's right.
oxygen.
Yep.
And then it's a very complicated system, I have to say.
No question.
So I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. And I'm surprised you haven't been out there and caught any of those snakeheads. That's one of my next things. I want to try.
It's on the list. It's just
our list is... It never seems like things get checked off the list. Things get added,
added
to the
but not
list.
Checked. Yeah. So I mean, I put in for my moose my moose permit from Maine. If the border ever opens, I've got a moose trip already, filled for Newfoundland. Moose has been on my bucket list since I've been about 9 years old. So,
wow. Yeah,
and I've never been, and now I want to go. So I keep applying for permits. I should probably put in for New Hampshire. I should probably put in for the elk permit for Pennsylvania and Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. We're just, you know, there's just so much time.
and so little time.
So little time. So many things to do.
Every Saturday morning you're busy, which is always a joy, though, to the rest of us.
No, I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
And it's nice to be able to take the show on the road every now and then. Now that we have the equipment, we found it very simple to get into the system at the store as far as the Wi-Fi and that type of thing, and broadcast from remote locations. So even offered Big Al's.
I know, I was disappointed they weren't starting earlier.
It's a Saturday. We could have done it on a Saturday, but it's a Sunday,
so we can't. But that would have been fun.
Unfortunately, you know, we're limited to our 2 hours,
right?
From five to seven. So
for now.
Yeah, for now. So
well. I hope you guys get to expand someday.
We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. So thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Joe, you have a super day.
Take care.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Hey, I just got an email where we can protect our favorite couch from our pets. Of course, I got one about Asian women last week and a couple other ones.
Oh, so. The stuff I get, I just get...
That's because you visit all those crazy
stuff. You get crazier ones than I do.
Really? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We hope you're... Whoa. Nice deer. Paul sent
this is what this is what I live with, you all. Paul's, he'll be sitting over there doing something totally different and looking at his phone, and all of a sudden something will come out. Wow. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. And I have no idea what you're talking about. You think the world's coming to an end.
At least I comment what's on my phone. I don't spend, 12 hours a day on my phone and text people
Don't comment. Don't even get me started. My screen time is down. I don't spend hardly any time anymore. And I just sent him a Dear Ann Landers out thing the other day about a husband addicted to his phone and what it does to a relationship. And he never commented back on it.
Commented back on what?
On the article I sent you.
Oh.
You never said one word.
I know. There's a reason. So, we have a local fellow here by the name of Pete Marth, and we featured him in the Hunting Quarterly a while back. He took a nice deer in Caroline County, which is where we'll be measuring tomorrow at Schrader's for bucks, bears, stags. Took it 2013, and I saw this deer on display. This deer's gross score was 182 and 6/8 with a net of 173 and 0/8. So with a crossbow, that puts Pete at number 9 in our book. We also have, typical whitetail. We have a fella by the name of Pete Pappas who recently made a nice donation to cover the cost or the entry fees for youth hunters, and that'll take care of Caroline and Queen Anne's and Kent counties if any youngsters want to bring their deer. And we have at least one and maybe two, I think Abby's bringing hers, that will be there to be measured, and there's no charge to enter a youth deer into bucks, bears, stags into the entry book. So we're trying to grow our youth division, get youngsters interested, and save their parents, $10 on the entry fee. Hopefully dad will bring his deer to be measured and, bring his son or daughter's deer along with him. So we're just, we really want to take care of this, our future. And, we provide these stories and we provide these records so that people can look at them and go, my granddaddy's in that book or my daddy's in that book and they're no longer with us. And I remember hunting with them. Or I remember that deer and, kind of bring back that type of thing. And some, a young person can look and say, I remember when my dad brought that deer home.
We've had people find themselves in our book.
Yes, we have.
They were in it.
Yes, we have.
Grandson's got visitors again this morning.
Oh, I see the geese are out in the yard. How about that? Amazing. So I was talking about Pete, by the way. Pete has two whitetails taken with a crossbow in the top 30 in Maryland, number 7 and number 29. And he's probably going to – he might bump himself off the top 30 list with that other deer because he killed a giant deer this past year with a crossbow, big 12-point typical. And he's way up there now in the record. So Pete's been a great supporter, and we appreciate him as well. Tidewater Outfitters here in Easton donated money to cover the cost of several youth entries here in Talbot County. And then, of course, the Hunters of Maryland have contributed for those counties that aren't covered. Like, we have a donor in St. Mary's County that's taking care of some youth records.
Yes.
But in a larger part of the state, the Hunters of Maryland have, you know, supplemented the youth entry fee, which is pretty cool. We appreciate that. So if you're interested in something like that, you always get in contact with us. You can private message the Facebook page. You can go on the website. There's a way to look at that. There's a way to fill out a form. It's the request to make page. You fill out this little form with all the information, and then we contact you back, send a picture along with your email, and we look forward to we've measured, since the record book came out, we've measured, I think we're in almost 80 deer since last August. And I know there's another 25 or 30 in queue that we put on Facebook that are about to be measured. We have another event coming up in June, and that would be the 26th. That's a Saturday. It's at the Catoctin Game and Fish Protective Association. It's a charity event for a local food bank and food provider. And we're going to be sharing our entry fees with them. We're going to be donating to their charities through our entry fees at that event. So that'll be fun. And a big 3D shoot, which is their main fundraiser for their charity shoot. And that's Catoctin Fish and Game, or Game and Fish Protective Association. All that, you can see our upcoming events in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can see them on the bucks-bears-stags.com website. And we're really excited about this next record book. I mean, we're excited about the first one, and there's plenty of them available, and we just hope that we can put one in every. There's that Caroline County deer. That's Pete Marth
That's really nice looking.
Yep. So, we're looking to get more women involved. We're looking to get more kids involved. Fathers and daughters, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, mothers and sons. We've got all those combinations out there that like to enjoy the outdoors and hunt together.
Yep.
So
it's all about the legacy.
It's all about the legacy, and that's what we're building. So
hey, Chris, you're being quiet. You falling asleep on us?
No, I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? Did you call my name? I'm sorry.
Huh? What? Huh?
Yeah. Well, I go on. I have this little monologue I do, and I get into what I'm talking about, and I enjoy it, and I hope our listeners aren't bored by it. But you know what they won't be bored by is Clyde's Sport Shop when they visit there, because Clyde's has everything you need for fishing and crabbing. They have the the topless crab traps, and they've got the seasoning, and they've got their own Clyde's Sport Shop crab seasoning. How about that? They've got the steamer pots, they've got the trot lines, they've got the fishing tackle, anything and everything for fishing, all the terminal tackle, the circle hooks for the rockfish, panfish. You know, the most popular fishing is for panfish in Maryland. It's not rockfish, it's not bass, it's panfish.
Really?
Yeah, people like to catch perch, white perch, yellow perch.
That's my favorite.
You know, bluegills.
I don't have to catch a rockfish.
Nope, catfish, all that.
Unless you're going on that tournament next weekend.
I'm not going. I don't have a boat, and I didn't get invited, so, you know. I've sent it out to people, so.
Aw.
I know. I'm not that popular, Robin.
Poor Chris, help me here.
I'm talking about Clyde Sport Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They have live bait and minnows. They've got pen rods and reels and Shakespeare rods and reels, including the famous Ugly Stick. They've got Fluger rods and reels. Check out the selection of St. Croix rods, too. That's what I'd like to have in my collection, is a nice St. Croix spinning rod, and I'll get one of these days. The phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Full line Browning dealer. Clyde's has been around since 1957. They're open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop. Make sure you stop by and enjoy your time there at Clyde Sports Shop. Let's see. Oh, I got to talk about Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's, man, I love going in there. I really do. And it's time for you to take a look at your backyard and say, wonder where that picnic table would fit. Wonder where I could put that grill. Where could I do on my deck to put my grill and put a nice deck umbrella up, and everybody can gather around and enjoy a nice hot dogs and hamburgers or a couple of steaks. And we got an invitation to go for steaks here soon in what? Town.
Oh,
I got to call Dave back. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So you've, you know, you got the spot. You got the place. Now you just got to find the accoutrements. You have to find the table and the chairs and the Adirondack chairs for on the deck. You got to find a fire table for on the deck and a fire ring for the yard and a picnic table and chairs or benches out there in the yard. And all that is found at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, exit 44 off Route 50 at Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. There's free setup and delivery within 60 miles. And free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. They have a huge showroom as well. There's barbecue grills by Traeger, pellet grills, Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe grill smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture, and that's for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. You know, a lot of people have beach homes, and they decorate them like the beach. But why couldn't you do a beach room in your house? If you like the beach.
Yeah, you can.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great.
I used to have very beachy-looking stuff. I didn't used to look like a hunting camp like I do now.
You interrupted the commercial.
I know. You said that with
people. Are you going to tell Chris we'll be right back?
No. Chris, we'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, that was the jingle, Robin. Oh, wait a minute. There's a song coming.
Yes, and you're talking.
Crossing the highway late last night. You didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And you're stinking the high you long.
One of Robin's favorite songs.
I do.
Do we have any callers on the line, Chris? Robin's sitting here rocking out to a dead skunk in the middle of the road.
No, I'm dancing. No.
I don't know why I'm in such a good mood today.
So.
No, no callers on the line. Figure, you know, play this because pretty soon it's going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's going to happen.
This is right here.
Not much time.
It happened.
Not much time.
So. It happened in the back alley the other day.
What? Skunk?
A dead skunk.
Was there one back there?
Well, at least the odor of it was.
Well, that doesn't mean it was dead. It might have just encountered a cat or a dog or something.
Yeah, something scared it.
Something scared, yeah.
Well, it can take that scare somewhere. And I don't like the smell of skunk.
I don't mind the smell of skunk.
I kind of like it.
It's kind of funny.
It kind of reminds me of my childhood.
John B. likes the song. Chris, what's on your deck? What's on deck for you this week? What's on your deck?
I'm doing a backyard. I know what you meant. What's on the bill? Actually, nothing.
Really?
I'll probably get out, since it's going to be relatively cool, get out and get some hikes in, because when it gets to about 85 degrees and 45% humidity, I'm like, nope, air conditioning.
Yeah, I get it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm kind of same way. I don't mind being out there, and this kind of weather is great.
Exactly. But then once it gets up to, mid-80s and the humidity starts creeping in, it's like, no. And then, of course, you got the bugs flying in your eyes and your ears. I'm like,
That'll be this week, in about a week or so.
You can keep the hot weather.
Yeah, Friday, 88,
people say, well, it's not getting warm yet. It's not getting warm. This weather has been absolutely perfect.
Hey, it can stay like this for about 6 months and then get nice.
I remember it was about 2 or 3 years ago, I think, where it was like in the low to mid-70s until, like, I think it was the middle of June.
Yeah.
Remember? And it was gorgeous. And then all of a sudden, a week later, boom, 85 degrees and 45% humidity.
I remember I was fishing. It was opening day for the Orioles many years ago, 20-some years ago now. But we were fishing on the opening day of the ball season, and it was 85 degrees on the reservoir. So that was April, early April. So Maryland weather's weird anyway.
But, exactly, because a couple of years before, in fact, I think it was the early 2000s, opening day, it was snowing to the point where the players couldn't even see the ball coming down. They just put their hand over their heads, and they just waited for that ball to drop. Then they went ahead and fielded it. So you're right.
Nice.
Maryland weather.
Yep.
I'm moving.
Where are you moving to?
I'm going north.
You're going north?
I want cooler weather.
Okay. And?
If I could just get everybody to go to Maine, we would be there in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
I'm still working on it. I am not giving up.
Well, maybe I'll find a place up there. I have a friend that has a property for sale up there. So maybe we can look at that. I'll check it out when I go moose hunting.
I know. I hope you go moose hunting because I know who's going to a hotel. Okay, you ready?
Whenever you are.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy this weather. Come see us at Schrader's and next week show up at Sunset Grill on Sunday, Doc's Sunset Grill in Oxford on Sunday for Big Al's fishing tournament. Have a super week.